Okay. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Yud Tes, and we are on Yud Ches Amid Beis. As we continue here in the Eved Ivri and the Ame Ivri Sugyas of Meseches Kiddushin, the first part of the parak, if you remember, was all about Darkei HaKiddushin. The second part of this parak is all about the Darkei Kinyonim by Eved Ivri. And this goes from Daf Yud Aleph through Chav Beis Mabeis. Chav Beis Mabeis, we get to the next Mishnah, which talks about Eved Kanani, how an Eved Kanari is Nikna, and after we finish Avadim, then we branch off into animals, that's the Mishnah on Daf Chafei, and we branch off into Karka, which is the Mishnah on Daf Chavav. After that, we will see, with one more Mishnah on Daf Chavches, then we get into the totally new world of Daf Chavtes, later on, another week and a half or so, where we get into Zman Gramiz and not Zman Gramiz and Kibud Av Ha'Eim and many other topics that come up here in the end of the first parak of Kiddushin, where we have, as we know, a very long parak, 40 daf in this parak of the first parak of Kiddushin. But we are on Yuchas Mabez right now. We're in the sugya of Eved Ivri, and the Gemara just asked the question: what does Yud accomplish? Does Yud accomplish only Erisin or even Nisuin? Because after all, the Pnei Yeshua pointed out that this is not like a regular Kiddushin, in that there's already Kenisa L'Rishuso even beforehand, right? The girl is already in the house of the Adon, or in the house of the Adon's son, whichever one does she's going to do Yud to. That's why there's a possibility. And the Gemara asks the question of maybe Yud is Nisuin Osa, with the Nafkaminas that the Gemara mentioned before, between Erisin and Nisuin, Yerusha Tumah, and Hafaras Adarim. So we tried to prove it from a couple of brises, and we are in the middle of one discussion, and we have just rejected the possibility that there is a Raya from the Brisa, because remember the last Brisa that we were talking about brought a machlokes whether one is allowed to sell their daughter Likrovim, where Yid is not possible, but the Brisa said that Vishavin, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer in the Brisa agree that she could be sold as an almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. Meaning, she's already an almana. She's already been married, and the father now has the rights to be mocher her. So what exactly is the case where she is an almana, and she is able to be nimkar? So it can't be that she did it herself. Maisek tan is nothing. So isn't this talking about a case we're suggesting that the father sold her, and then the father sold her again, and that would prove that Yud is only erisin oseh, because if it was Nisuin, the father would be out of the picture. And the Gemara said maybe that's not a raya, because maybe this is according to the opinion of Ma'os Harishonos Lav L'Kiddushin Nitnu, which we will better get to that machlokas on today's daf. And therefore, maybe we could just say this is a case where the father didn't sell her originally. It's not considered Al Yedei the father. It's considered Al Yedei herself. So maybe there's no raya to our discussion. So the Gemara then says a couple of lines from the bottom. Let's pick up again, about six lines up. The Elamai, Erisin Oseh. So what's the other possibility? If you don't say it's a Raya, that Yid is only Erisin Oseh, but then Veshavin Shemochra, but even if it's Erisin Oseh, but the Brisa says that both agree that she can be sold, Alman al-Kohen Gadol, Ha'ein Adam Ocher, Esbidu L'Shiv Chazachar Ishus. But if she was already married, so then how is she able to be nimkar? Why would you say it's allowed? Shiny erisid di dum, erisid di avia. The difference would be if the father had a hand in the erisin, or if she just had an erisin herself, based on the year that took place. You're going to tell me that that's a chilek. So if so it's possible that yid is nisuin oseh, and still the father would be able to sell her afterwards. Why? Shani nisuin di da, mi nisuin di avia. There would be a difference between where her father has a hand in it or not, even if Nisuin is done. Meaning, even if Yud is Nisuin Oseh, and then she gets divorced from that, she would not be out of the Rishus of the father. Even though normally Nisuin or Bagrus takes her out of the Rishus of the father, this Nisuin wouldn't. So the Gemara now says, hey, hi, Mai, wait a minute, second to last line. Bishlama, Erisin, May, Erisin, Shiny. I understand how you can be machalic between the Erisin that the father does on her behalf and the Erisin that she does for herself. Why? Let's just finish the line. Ela nisuin, mi nisuin, mi shiny. But to be machalik within nisuin, should there be a difference? What's the chilik? Why does the Gemara think that it's mistaver to have a chilek between the erusins and not in the nisuins? Rashi tells us something. We're not exactly sure what he means. Bottom of the amud. Bishlama erusin meirusin shiny deikala meimar aav kapid kra. You could say that the pasuk is makpid on the father's erusin. Delo lezabna baser dekidsha, that he cannot be mocher her after he is makadesher. Vekiva dahani kiddushin lav iuavid nitein lo rishus lamokra. So therefore, if there is a kiddushin that he did not perform for her, so then we could say that he has the rishus still to be mocher her afterwards. But by nisuin, mi shiny Rashi on top, kiva de nisuin de oraisa ninu, nafka lagamre mirshuse. Ah, now Rashi is telling us something. On top, what does that mean? After Erisin, the father still has some jurisdiction. And we know, regarding Hafar Sadarim, he still teams up with the husband. By Erisin, you could talk about a chiluk between her doing it and her father doing it. But by nisuin, Rashi says, Nafkei Lagamre Mirshuse. What does that mean? Maybe, some Achronim suggest, Nisuin, it's about the result. It's about what is accomplished once it's done. So once Nisuin is done, there shouldn't be any distinctions between how it was done. Lamaisa, she's out of the Rishus of the father. So therefore, he shouldn't be able to do anything for her. Because Nafka Mirshuse Lagamre. After Eris said, he still has some Shaychus, and she still has some halachos that apply, and she would be able to go back to his rishos if there's a get v'chulu. And one might say that kiddushin, as we have discussed, is a kinyan. It's more of a maisa that is required, and therefore different maisim bring different results. But when it comes to nisuin, it's all about the result, and therefore once the result is achieved, why should there be a chilek between what her father does and what she does. That's how Tosfos also explains a little bit, the bottom, second to last line of Tosfos on the previous Amud. Avon Yisuin Gemurin, Demafkala Lagamri, Mirshusi Da'av, Ein Lechalik, Ben Yisuin Didol, Ben Yisuin Diday. So that's the Gemara's defense, that you could be Mechalik within Erisin, but you shouldn't be able to be Mechalik within Nisuin. So the Gemara ends off, Ulu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, De'amar, Afil Ulu Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, Moser, Rishonos, Lekidushin, Nitnu, B'may Mukim, Lop. We have a whole suggestion how to understand this brisa, that the father is able to be mocher her after the previous marriage. That works if you say the previous marriage wasn't done by him, right? Meaning, Moser Rishonos, lav l'kiddushin nitnu, the original money that the father gave the husband, gave the owner, has nothing to do with the marriage. The marriage has to do with the forgiving the amount of work that's left, and the marriage is going to be through that, as Beis Hashem will talk about later on the Amud. So that's how the father can still be involved. But if you say, Mos Arishonos, the Kiddushin Itznu, the original money given to the father is the Kesef Kiddushin, so then we're back to the question. So what's the case of the Braisa? You're not allowed to be Mocher Achar Ishus. B'ma Mukim La. So Mukim La, K'Rebi Eliezer. It must be like Rebi Eliezer Shita, De Amr, who we had earlier, L'Shifchas Achar Shifchas, Hu Delo Matzi Ma'asvin La, Ava L'Shifchas Achar Ishus Matzi Ma'asvin La. He holds like the opinion that says you are able, the father would be able to be Mocha her after Ishus. It's just the problem of Shifchas Achar Shifchas. That's what cannot be done. Okay, so L'Maisa, the Gemara, did not end up bringing a raya. Why? Rashi points out, why didn't the Gemara just say it's like Rabbi Elazar in the first place? We try to say it's according to the other version of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, second skinny line, V'yad hashta ma'adrina lo'ukma delok Rabbi Eliezer, mishum deshamutehu. Because he's a shamuti. What does shamuti mean? A Talmud of Beis Shammai. And we'd rather not be mokimit like the Talmud of Beis Shammai if we didn't have to. Question is, what's wrong with the Talmud of Beis Shammai? You know, many times we're mokim brises delok aliva to hilchasa. Oh, it's like this shita. Oh, it's like that shita. We don't always paskin like those shitos. So why davka shemute? But that's what the Gemara says elsewhere. The Gemara in Brachas and the Gemara elsewhere says that Beis Shammai is a different type of shita dechuya than other shitos dechuyos. Beis Shammai b'makam Beis Hillel eina mishnah. The Gemara says, and remember the first parak in Maseches Brachos, where Rabbi Tarfon lay down to try to say Kriya Shema like Beis Shammai, v'tesei v'sikati b'atzmi b'nei alistim, and I put myself in danger. And the Gemara says, yeah, it's his fault, because he was machmer like Beis Shammai. What's wrong with being machmer like Beis Shammai? Why is Beis Shammai a different level of a shita dechuya than other shitos techuyos. So there are two suggestions given in the Mefarshim why Beis Shammai is different. Number one is, you don't have too many shitas that were rejected by a bas kol. Right, the Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara talks about on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, why do we pass them like Beis Hillel? Why do we pass it? There are Kabbalistic sources that say we're going to pass them like Beis Shammai when Mashiach comes. I don't think it's anywhere in the Gemara, but it's Kabbalistic sources. Okay, whatever that means. But the Gemara in Erevin says, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had many machlokos, but we pass them like Beis Hillel. Why? Because there was a baskol that said, Elu ve'elu debi elukim chayim v'halacha k'beis Hillel. That's what the baskol said. And the Gemara there says, V'pnei ma zachu beis Hillel likvoa k'halacha k'mosan. If both are debi elukim chayim, they both have halachic validity in terms of conceptual Torah. So then why though do we pass? You have to choose one. Normative practice, you have to follow one opinion. So why did Beis Hillel win, so to speak? So Gemara says, "Bepnei shenochin va'aluvin hayu." They did not hold themselves so high. They were ne'elav. They allowed Beis Hillel to be above them, so to speak. V'shonin devrayim v'devrei Beis Shammai. And they also studied Beis Shammai's words. They didn't even only study their own words. Sometimes when we think we're right, we don't really care about other opinions. We just study our own opinion. But Beis Hillel, even though he thought he was right, he studied Beis Shammai's opinion, tried to focus on it, and afilu magdim in divrei Beis Shammai l'divreihem, as it quotes the Mishnah in Sukkah. But either way, what does this Gemara tell us? That Beis Shammai Shita was rejected by a bas kol. So that's one idea why we would say we pass it like that Beis Shammai Shita Techuya is a different type of Shita Techuya because it was totally rejected by a bas kol. The other more practical problem is, the Mesillas Yesharim says this in Perek Chaf, and that is another Shita out there is one opinion. You have one rabbi and he has a couple of Talmidim. But if we would have Beis Shammai, and we wouldn't totally reject Beis Shammai, there is a danger of the splintering of Am Yisrael. Because it's a whole group. That's why the Gemara has to say, you can't follow Beis Shammai. Unless you're a Talmud of Beis Shammai. But otherwise, you can't follow Beis Shammai because there's a danger of Agudos, Agudos, and Am Yisrael splintering off into different groups. That's what the Basil Sharab says there in Parachaf. She'inyin machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Haya'inyin kaved li Yisrael. This was a very heavy issue for the Jews. Mipnei machlokas hagadola sharapsa b'neihem. V'sof sof nigmar shalacha g'Beis Hillel li'olam. V'hine kiyuma shal Torah shegmar din ze yisha'er b'chol tokef la'ad u'li'olmei olamim. It's the strength of Am Yisrael, and we need it, that this psak stays. V'lo yechlash b'shumpanim shalot te'aset Torah chas v'shalom kishtei toros. You only say that if you have two groups following two different ones. V'yalkein l'daz ha-mishnah azos, yoter chasidus l'hafza k'beis hillel afilu l'kula milahachmer k'beis shammai. Talking about the Mishnah brachas about Rabbi Tarfon. Right? It's better not to be machmir. You might say, okay, what's the difference? Just be machmir. So the answer is no. You can't just say be machmir because that could lead to danger. There one or two places where we seem to go like Beis Shammai, but it's not really we're going like Beis Shammai there. So, for example, another Mishnah in Brachas, the Gemara Mishnah in Brachas in the 8th Perek, where it comes up sometimes when we ate a meal, and then we left, and then we remember we didn't bench. So what do you do? The Mishnah says, Mishachal v'shachach v'lo birech. So what do you do? There's a machlokas there. Beis Shammai yomrim, yachzul l'mkom ovi yavarech. You got to go back. You got to go back to where you ate. Yachzul l'mkom ovi yavarech. You already left the house? Okay, so go back in. Yachzul l'mkomo, u'beis hillel omrim, yivarech b'makom shenizkar. Beis Hillel says, don't worry about it. You remembered here, so just bench where you remembered. And the Gemara there says, and the lechatchila that we paskin is, you go back. And the shaila is, what do you mean, Beis Shammai? Rabbi Tarfon lay down like Beis Shammai. Right? So why here do we say no? So the answer, the Rabbi Yonah in Brachas explains no, because there, even Beis Hillel says that's what you should do. Beis Hillel holds, even that's a lechatchila. In the other cases, there are two different exclusive shitas, mutually exclusive shitas. But there in Brachos, it's not that we're passing like Beis Shammai. Even Beis Hillel holds like Beis Shammai on a lechatchila level. And therefore, that's where we would say lechatchila to do it. V'yishloma delo dami, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Daha sam ava bishahayu omrim Beis Hillel matin v'korin. Beis Hillel says you can say kriyashma however you want. And therefore, you know, you can say it lying down also. So, says the Gemara, no. Afilo Achi says Rabbeinu Yonah modim she'ein lo lehiskaveinu lahatos kamo sharmen beishamai. No, if you're lying down, you can say a lying down, but you shouldn't go lie down to say it because that would reflect that shita. Elam she'ein omein muta she'achol likros leficha k'she'ein omein muta u'mateh b'kavana nimsa overall divrei beis hillel u'mischayev benafsho aval b'kan modim beis hillel she'afilu b'shocheach imratzo lahachra alatzmo v'lach shalom kovo harei ze mishubach. That's praiseworthy. V'nimsa shlo aver al debrayim lefichach matza arniki. It gives the mashal there in the gemara. So you find, and the Vilna Gaon also points us out on that first mishnah in the first parak of brachas that Beis Shammai still, if we would ever hold like Beis Shammai on a lachanchilo level, then we would be able to go like Beis Shammai. Also, Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying, learning shitas Beis Shammai is not vital Torah. Right, we shouldn't think that he's totally nidche from the psak halacha. So therefore, whatever it talks about Beis Shammai in the Gemara, we should skip those dafim. No, that's not bittul Torah. Even Beis Shammai is a chefsa shel Torah that one gets schar for. Right, and they quote the story that somebody wants to ask Rav Soloveitchik. He gave shir in a shul for years on Maseches Brachas and Maseches Megillah. So somebody once came to him and said, you know, we've been learning these Masechtas for years. You know, it's all about Mitzvahs Durabanan. Is this really Talmud Torah? It's all about Brachas and Megillah. Almost all of Brachas is about, okay, maybe Davening is Daraisa. But most of Maseches Brachas and Maseches Megillah is about Kriyas HaTorah, is about Mikra Megillah. So, of course, Rav Soloveitchik says, no, the Chiv Gavra is Durabanan, but the Chefsa Shel Torah is Daraisa. Any type of learning is a Chefsa Shel Torah on a Daraisa level, right? One does not need, he spoke about that in a Yardside Shir, and it's in the Yerah Pashit. That this is in the topic of Shnei Sugei Misores. Ki atfisa shiriyav knechona v'chi kol dinei mitzvos drabanan chefsa shel Torah havien v'ein shum hevdel bein hilchas mila o chamesh hilchas shchita u hilchas megila v'chi nita lahavin mashemana habahag shevin mitzvos asei mi divrehem michla minyan taryag. Another raya, what the Rambam was very upset about, the Bahag, this is one of the reasons why the Rambam wrote his Sefer HaMitzvos, to attack the Bahag, that the Bahag counts Mitzvahs Drabanan in the Taryag Mitzvahs. So, we might not like to hold that way, the Rambam says, but it's still that reflects that it's a Chefsa Shel Torah on a Daraisa level, even if the Chofetz Gavra is not Daraisa, but it's still part of the larger corpus of Torah. So that is the one of the topics that Rav Soloveitchik like to talk about. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. How do we get into this? From the Rashi. Rashi said that, why did the Gemara just say earlier that the Gemara is this price is like Rabbi Eliezer? Because he was Shamuti. Boy Reish Lakish, we go weiter now. Says Reish Lakish the following question. Mao shemiyayit adam libido katan. Could a person do yiyud to his son katan? We know yid is done either by the father or by his son. Can he be miyaed to his son who is a katan? Bino amar achwana, bino kol dehu. It says son, so any son. Bino kol dehu. O dilma or bino dumya dide. Or no, the son, it has to be similar to him. Mahu gadol af bino gadol. Just like he is a gadol and a bardas, so too, his son has to be a gadol and a bardas. So that is an amazing question the Mefarshim discuss, because the Gemara never asks, can a katan get married? And here, the Gemara is suggesting, at least according to one side, that a son can get married, or can at least do yid. So this definitely reflects and impacts one of the main conceptual sugyas in these dafim. What is the relationship between yid and marriage? After all, the Gemara never asked this. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua here, V'nir Ali, Da'adam Esafkale, Hainu, Mishum Dekidusha Yir Lubano, Chidushu Afila Begadol. After all, you know why the Gemara can ask this? Because even by a Gadol, Yir is a big Chidush. Why is it a big Chidush? We hold, you don't even give, there's no money transfer. Moser Rishonos, Likidusha Nitnu. So the marriage, the money was already given by the Kinyan. And now there's a marriage without any money. So you see, this is something unusual. Umiskadeshes lamafreya mehai shaita avagav shahaben lo asa shliach laviv lo gila daito bakach. Even though the son never made the father a shliach at the time of the kinyan, afilu achi avikidushin. So you already see you don't need a Maisa Kedushin here. So Imke Mehai Taima, says the Pnei Yeshua, maybe for the same reason Yishlomer to Adin Lebeno Katan, Linyan Yira Ben, Bemakamavko, Ilagamre. So maybe here, it would work also. If you're allowed to not have a Maisa Kinyan in the normal sense, it was what was done earlier, so maybe here too, we would say it would work. Right? And this is the Shiloh of the Gemara. The Grach, the Reb Chaim Alashat we mentioned yesterday, when he discusses the Chalos Kiddushin without the Maisa Kiddushin, he's commenting on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Avadim, it's an important Rambam for this Ibaya. The Rambam discusses what is Yid, how do you do Yid, Omer lo b'fnei shayim, hare amakudeshesli, or hare moresesli, or hare atli l'isha. But then the Rambam says, Kesen miyado l'bno, how do you do Yid for a son? Says the Rambam, what would you have thought? I would have said, the son goes over to the girl and says, hare amakudeshesli, hare miyu. The Rambam doesn't say that. Kesen miyado l'bno, imhaya b'no gadol. The Nasan Rishus La'aviv Liadalo, the Rambam Paskins that it can't be by a katan, if the son is a gadol and he gave Rishus to the father, Hare Ha'av Omer Lo B'Fnei Shnayim, Hare At Mekudeshes Libni. The Rambam says that the Adon is always the address of the Maisa Kiddushin, of the Maisa, or at least the Amira, let's say. The Amira is always said by the father. Why? Even if Yid is done by the son, the Amir is done, so the son gives the father Rishus. V'natza Rishus l'aviv liyadolo. The father says, why? Explain the Achronim, because according to the Rambam, the father is always the player. Even by Yid to a son. Why? Maybe because the father did the Maisa earlier. If the father did the Maisa earlier and gave the money if the Adon gave the money to the father, so then the Adon, who's also a father in this context, he's the player and he has to do the Amira. That's even within the Gemara's question here, that maybe it should be the son, so maybe that makes the question a little better. If the father's always the main address anyway, so then it might not even matter whether the son is a katan or a gadol. The Rambam says that the father's always the one that's talking. Either way, that's the Gemara Shiloh here, in the name of Reish Lakish, can you do yid to a katan? So Amar Rabbi Zeira Tashma. Rabbi Zeira says, well, maybe you learn it from the following brisa. Tashma ish prat lakatan, ish, this is by Arayos, prat lakatan. A katan is not chayiv misa by Arayos. Prat lakatan. Asher yin afis ashes ish, prat la'ashes katan. What does that mean? If a man is mezana with an ashes katan, he's not going to be chayiv misa, right? That's not a real ishus. So what do you see from this limud? A katan is excluded. Isn't that how you understand the brisa? V'i amrit miyayid, and if you say there is yid by a katan, imkeid matzino ishus the katan. The Pasuk is telling you that there is no ishus for a katan to create a chiyah misa, but if yid works by a katan, it should be, so it must be. The Pasuk is telling me there is no yid by a katan. Says the Gemara, no, just the opposite. Ve'elamai, eino miyayid. You're telling me there's no yid by a katan, so that amai kam amai lekra. So what do you need the Pasuk to exclude? If you know misvara that el katan can never get married, including in yid, so then why does the Pasuk have to tell me? Tifsho mina de miyayid. Maybe then the pasuk must be referring to Yiyud, and that the Ishus works, but there's no Chiyamisa. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, no, this is the case that the pasuk is referring to. Hacha, biyavam, betesha shanam, biyom echad, habo yavim to askinan. The case of the Brisa that the pasuk is referring to is a case of a yavam, a 9-year-old yavam, who, a 9-year-old could do a maisabia. It's halachically recognized. Who does Yibum? Demita oraisa chazilei. On a daraisa level, because he can perform an act of yibdum, chazilei. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, there's a kinyan daraisa here. Yibum daraisa here. That's what midaraisa chazilei means. Look at Rashi for a second. Fifth or sixth skinny line. Midaraisa chazilei, klomar. Zikuka lo ba'osa bia l'chal davar. That bia connects them for everything. Vikana li yorsha. Kiditznan, like the Mishnah says in Nida. Because there's a Maisa Bia, that's all you need by Yibum. And therefore, according to Rashi, what is this Gemara telling me? Yibum is a recognized Ishus for a Katan on a Doraisa level. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. So if we ask a question in Shas, could a Katan ever have Ishus? Could a Katan get married? Can't really get married. Could a Katan have Ishus? According to Rashi in Kiddushin Yutes, yes. A katan could have issues of yibum if he does a maisa bia. Let's continue the Gemara for a second. Mao de tema, kivin de midaraisa chazi le biaso bia, habalem is chaya be'eshus ish. And that's why the Brisa has to come and tell me. Because his bia is a bia, so you might think that his wife, his Yavama that he married is Chai Mishum Eishas Ish, because it's so much of an Ishus, it's even recognized for an Isser Eishas Ish. Kamash Malan, we don't go that far. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, that even though this is recognized on a Daraisa level, still it's not going to be Eishas Ish Daraisa that you are going to be Chayef for. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. Let's just mention two or three points. Tosfos cannot fathom this pshat of the Gemara that Rashi quotes. Tosfos in midaraisa, Tosfos goes pierce by kutris, disakuka lo biyasa biyala chaldavar, vikarna lo yarsha, etc. Vikasha, dize eino ela midarabanon, ula poslam in a achin, Rashi. There's no ishus on a daraisa level, even in this context by yibum. It's a maisa bia to pasel her that she can't do yibum anymore with the brothers, because it was considered that she had a maisa bia. But this is not recognized ishus on a daraisa level. That's not what the pasuk, the Gemara is telling us. Meaning, Tosfos rejects the idea of Ishus at all on a Daraisa level, even by Yibum. Tosfos gives a different shot of the Gemara. Demi Daraisa Chazile Ba'alma Kigon Shayayavim Gadol. Because midaraisa chazilei, usually a maisa bia by yavam gadol creates ishus the katan ze bia so bia, and this katan's maisa bia is recognized as a maisa bia, not as an ishus, but as a maisa bia. Klomar shem bo al achas bikol araisha betora mumasin al yado mau detema hol umidaraisa klomar im lav haikra demiata hava mina midaraisa chashuva kishto. The Havamina is that, just like it's a Maisa Bia, maybe you would have thought that it's considered an Ishus too. Kamash Malan, it's not. Not Kamash Malan, it's an Ishus, but you're not Chaim Isa. It's not an Ishus Ishtar Isa. No, Kamash Malan, Shein Kona Ose Alamid Rabbanan. And that's why, even though it's a recognized Maisa Bia Daraisa, it's not an Ishus Daraisa. Rashi says it's a recognized Ishus Daraisa, it's not a Chi of Misa of Ishus Ish Daraisa. That's the Chilik between Rashi and Tosfos. So is there ever any type of Ishus? Well, we have discussed the question of the Noda B'Yehuda in the past. The Noda B'Yehuda, the great Rav in Prague, Eben Ezer Tinyana Sheela Nun Dalid, he asked the Shaila, well, if we know Bali Tosfos all over Shas say that a katan could be kone based on Das Acheres Makne, a katan can't pick something up from Hefker Midaraisa, but if I give it, if I sell it to a katan, he's kone on a Daraisa level. Das Acheres Makne. So asks the Noda B'Yehuda, so why don't we say that by marriage too? A katan is getting married to a gedola. A gedola is the makne. She is makne herself to the katan. Das acheres makne. Why don't we say a child can be married? A boy can be married midaraisa. That's the no debut of this kasha. Kasha li akol aktanim. Lama lo yuchlu lakadish isha shetehe mekudeshes afil midaraisa. Vahalok shadersach das acheres makne lo yesh lo kinyin. Ulurova poskim afil minatora varia isha y gedola. Vihi makne atzmalo valama lo yiknosa. That's his shaila, right? Why doesn't it work? Avamekach mekach, he says, you find by other contexts of dinei mamonis, you find it works. So then he says, well, maybe shekivan shein nesinaso b'kesef hakidushin shenosin. Because nesina, maybe his nesina of kesef is no good. Then he said, I want it back to kedushin shtar. Shtar should work. Hadjakosh l'dufte, lama lo yuchal akatan l'kadesh isha. Right? Ve'ein lo amar dinachinam yishal l'kadesh b'kesef u'biya. He continues, and I'm sorry, the opposite of what I just said. And maybe, don't say that whenever the Gemara talks about that it can't work is because they can't work by shtar, because shtar requires a higher level of das. But the other types of kiddushin can work. No, doesn't sound that way. Lamaisa is very bothered by this, right? Why shouldn't it work? So there are various answers given to this question. The Avni Miluim's answer is that the Ksos says, well, if you hold like the Ran in Nedarim Daf Lamed, you also realize why it's different. This is not normal Das Acheres Makne. What's Das Acheres Makne? Where the Makne really plays an active role. But the Ran, as he explains, the role of the woman in Kiddushin, she is mafkeres atzma. She is mevatelas daita. That's not a normal hakna'a, and therefore, that's why it wouldn't work. That's known as the Avni Miluim's answer. If you look in the Gilyone Hashas here, he also quotes this question of the Nodabi Yehuda, quotes the Nodabi Yehuda, and then he says, V'kivan de'ina katan zechiyam in a hefker v'ata asacharis maknosa the ishlo zechiyam imkin chazina to katan mitzad atzmo, he says, no, no, no. You know what you see from that sugya of dasacharis makne? That a katan mitzad atzmo ain lo koa kinyin. De'imil kain haya lo liknos gam behefker. Dasacharis makne means the makne plays the entire role. V'yeshlo koach shneim lahaknos v'liknos v'nipseis eifo haknos ha-makne v'kinyonu shol katan hakone gam shneim bo'im mikoach ha-makne v'yimkein b'kidushin ki ha-gavna d'kola kidushin bo'im mikoach ha-isha harize b'chlal ki yikach v'lo ki titach. Amazing suggestion. Says the Gilyone Hashas, it's so powerful and it should work so well, that's what makes it a problem. Why? What's the note of this kasha? Tasachar is makne, so it should work. Says the Gilyone Hashas, you're right, it should work. But because Dasacharis Makna, what does that mean? That the Makna is the whole focus? It would be a violation of Ki Yikach, V'lo Ki Tikach. Remember we learned earlier, the man has to do the Nesina. The man has to be the active party in Kiddushin. Dasacharis Makna should work, but what does that mean? That the Makna is playing the entire role. That would be a violation of Hilchas Kiddushin. And that's why it wouldn't work. It's kind of the opposite answer to the question of the Avni Miluim. The Avni Miluim, Nadarim, based on the Ran and Nadarim Daflam, it says, you know why Dasachar's Makne wouldn't work here? Because this is not a regular Makne. It's very, very weak Makne. She's Mevatelis herself, and therefore, she's basically not doing anything. She gives her acquiescence, but she's Mevatelis Atzma. That's why it's not a normal case of Dasachar's Makne. Rabbi Yosef Engel says the exact opposite. Dasachar's Makne is so strong that the Makne plays the entire role, and that's not good for Kiddushin, because Kiddushin requires Ki Yikach, and not V'lo Tikach Ha'atzma. He does say in the last line, and according Ularan Nedarim Daf Lamed, Disha Mafkeres Atzma, Bilav Hachi Kushyasa Lo Kashamidi Ukimuvan. He just says that one line. According to the Ran, of course, it wouldn't work anyway, and that's what he, that's how he leaves it. Okay. Great sugya. We need to continue. There's one other line here, and that's in terms of the Hava Mina. The Gemara says here, based on the Pasuk, Ish Prat Lakatan. Ish means Prat Lakatan. A Katan is not Chayiv in Arayos. What's the Hava Mina? That a Katan would be Chayiv Misa in Arayos? Ish Prat Lakatan. The Torah has to tell me that. Katan's never Chayiv in anything. Tosfos. Ish prat l'katan. V'yafa gav the katan la bar onshin hu. Even though a katan is la bar onshin, an unbelievable havamina. V'kal makam istra krolim ute. De kasalka daitach sheyehe neherag. Kiven sheha isha nehereges al yado. Wow. And it says there, look at Tosfos and Erechin. What's the Tosfos there? The comparison to, we know we kill the animal. If Rachman al-Islan, somebody violates Mishkav Behema, we'll kill the animal because of takala and embarrassment, and this was he was involved in an Aveira. So that's the Havamina. Maybe someone who is involved in a Maisa Bia is subject to Misa. Kamashpulam, we don't say that. Kamashpulam, but at least there's a Havamina that we might say that. If you look at the other Rishonim, they give a different answer. The Ravid here, quoted in the Rashba, says, well, he got Hana'a. And we find in other areas of Halacha that sometimes Hana'a substitutes for Da'as. Right, we know the principle. We'll have it later on in this Masechta. Misasik b'chalavim v'arayas. Misasik. I'm misasik. I have no idea what I'm doing, but it's involved in eating or involved in a ma'isabiyah. The Gemara says I'm still chayiv for misasik. Why? Shekein nehene. Right, we'll have that in the second parak. So you see from there that hana'a could substitute for das. So maybe that's the havamina here. If there was Hana'a involved, maybe that should substitute for Das. So, Kamash Malon, we don't say that, right? That comes up over here on Mem Gimel Amid Alf. Okay, that's in terms of the Havamina. Okay, we have to continue. Just one tshuva, just to tell you. I'm not going to read it now. Ramosha has a tshuva in Yoredeya, Chelek, Beis, Simin, Ches, Akatan who does mitzvahs. Does he get schar as a mitzvah viyose? Because he's going to be mitzvah? Is a katan considered mitzuvah, but he has a patur because he's a lav bardas, or is he not a mitzuvah at all? So, and if he does a mitzvah, is he going to get schar? Is a mitzuvah yosef? That's where Moshe's tshuva there in that case. And he's noted to say that he is a bardas with a patur, and therefore, if he does a mitzvah, maybe it'll be considered a mitzuvah yosef. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, my havi Allah. So, what's the case? What's the maskana about a katan and yud tashma? Om Rabbi Iva, Om Rabbi Yanai, ein yud ela begadol, ein yud ela midas. Rabbi Yanai says, yud only applies to a gadol, and only applies to da'as. Says the Gemara, tarti, both of those mean the same thing. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, no, matam kamar. Matam ein yid ela begadol, lefishi ein yid ela midas. Period. That's one way to understand the brisa, but you see from there that there's no yid when it comes to a katan. V'ibayis ema mai midas. Another pshat of what this line means. What does it mean? Midas, midas, zida. It means yid applies to a gadol and only with her das. What do you mean, her das? The tani abaye bereid Rabbi Avahu asher lo ya'ada milamed shitzarech liya'ada. We learn from that phrase that you need to, liya'ada here is from the word lehodia. You have to let her know that this is what is happening. Hutani lavu almela, and he explained it, b'kidushe yiyud v'alibad Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you have to let her know? Because she is involved in this yir. Like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says to Amar, Mos harishonos, lav l'kidushe nitnu. What does that mean? When yid is done, there are two possibilities where the money is for this kiddushin. Either it's the original money that the master, the adon, gave to her father. That's one way. That's the kiddushin. That's Mos Rishonos l'kiddushin itnu. And if you don't say that, so then what is it? When the father goes to the girl a year later and says, let's do yid, he marries her with the money that is still owed to him by her. Her years of avdos. He says, you know, keep that. You have to get at Hanas Milveh, as we discussed back in the Vav, right? With the money that you still owe me, that's the money that you're going to keep, and that's how the marriage is occurring. So that's what the Gemara says here. If you say it's working in that latter way, so the woman has to know about it. She has to have das, that's liya'ada. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, afilu tamei l'kiddushin nitnu. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, no, even if you say it's going by the original money, you still have to have her das. Shani yachad amar Rachmana ya'ada. You don't have to say that liyada, having your das, is only if the money is being transferred now, even if it's being transferred earlier. Periods. My Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we've quoted this already a number of times. So what's the source for the issue? The Tanya, the following brisa. Ya'ada vehefta, those two words next to each other. Tzarech sheishos bayom kidei pedia. So the first opinion says, you're only allowed to do yiyud if there is enough time left in the years that she's supposed to serve you to work at least a Shavuot Prutah's worth of work. If you waited for the last second, right before Yovel, right, that's not going to work. Mikan Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Emiye shows by Yom Kedei La'asos Imo Shavuot Prutah Mekudeshes V'Yimla Ve'Ena Mekudeshes. You have to have a certain amount left. Alma, why? Ksav Armos HaRishonos, Lav L'Kiddushin Ninu. It must be because it's the money that's left that she owes him that is the Kiddushin, and therefore you need time of Avoda left in order to function as the pruta of the kiddushin. If we wait for the last second, then it's too late. It's too late. Even if you want to say that it happens lama freya, but still you need the trigger here to be enough of a pruta. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Afilu Tamei L'Kiddushin Nitnu. No, it could be Exeris Hakasif. Even if you want to say it's the original money, Shani Hachad Amar Rachmana VeHefta. You still might need this time period, Xeris HaKasev, even if the Kedushin is not working that way. Period. The Menachas Chinuch has an amazing Ha'ara, and it says, Lomaskanas, what do we paskin? That he can't do it to a katan. What if his son was a katan at the time of the Kinyan, but now he's a gadol at the time of the Yiyud? He was katan shenis gadel in between the Kinyan and the Yiyud. The Menachas Chinuch assumes it does not work. That's also considered katan. Because the Kinyan and the Kedushin is going from T1. It's gone Lamafreya from the time of the Kenyan. So therefore, it's for sure, assuming most of Rishon is L'Kiddushin Nitnu, the Katan, the exclusion of Katan, is not only if he's a Katan later on, but even if he was a Katan at the beginning, that also would not be allowed. That's in Mem Gimel Yud Dalet in the Menchas Chinuch. Weiter. Amar Rava. So now Rava expands. Once we know Yiyud, so Amar Rav Nachman, Omer Adam Lebito Ktana Tzi'i V'Kabli Kiddushech. Rav Nachman says a man could tell his 10-year-old daughter, go and accept Kiddushin on your behalf. How do you know that? Midr Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. You know that from Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, at least according to one version of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Mos HaRishonos Lav L'Kiddushin Nitnu. Don't we say, according to that view, Lav L'Kiddushin Nitnu, and therefore, who is having the Kiddushin done? The girl, even though she's a Ketana, right? Remember, if she's a Nara, then she goes free anyway. So it has to be a ketana we're talking about. V'chimishaya b'shava pruta v'kidushe. And you see, the avoda that's left, the shava pruta's worth of avoda that's left, is being miskadesh as her, even though her father's not in the picture, right? It's her herself. So Rav Nachman learns from yiud to a regular case of marriage. Tosfos says here, Tosfos' lashon here is you learn from yiud, second wide line in Tosfos, Haki mochiach al kain ktana yesh la yad lekabel kiddushin mida ashkachan gabe yud. So you see, you must see from yud that a ktana is going to have a yad. Ask all the achronim. Why don't you? Maybe it's a gzeres hakasif. Ask the Avnei Milud and Simon Lamed Zayin. It's a gzeres hakasif. How can you say that there is that there? This is a model for other cases. So says the Kilas Yaakov. So there are other answers given, suggestions. Maybe this is a shliach, maybe this is a chia, but still, a katan is a labar shlichus, a katan is a labar shchia. So the way the Stipler says it in Kehilas Yaakov, Simen Chavav, he says, every kinyan needs two ingredients. This is well known. Das bailim and maisa kinyan. Yud, you see that you don't need das bailim, because the father's out of the picture. And a katan is a labar das. But you need a Maisa Kenyan, you need Kiddushin, you need Mos, either now or then. So says the Stipler, that's what he's learning, that's what Rav Nachman is learning from Yiud. Yiud shows that sometimes you could have a Maisa Kiddushin, a Maisa Kenyan, without the direct Da'as of the father, as long as the father gives permission, right? He gave her, put her into the Yiud situation. So too, take it out of the Yiud situation. You're right, she's a lav bas das, but as long as the father gives her permission, she would be able to do this. So he works out. It's still a chiddush, but that's how yiud can be a model. That is one statement. The third to last line. V'yamar Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Next statement of Rav Nachman. Habakadish ben milva sheish ala mashkon. Second thing you learn from yiud. Mikudeshes. If somebody marries a woman ben milva sheish aleha mashkon. Mikudeshes. Right, she owes him money, and he has a mashkon of hers. He marries her through the milveh, in the way that milveh works. Tosfos discusses, as we said earlier, hanas milveh. He marries her, mikudeshes, the marriage works, even though he is still holding on to the mashkon. Why would that work? Midrash Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, same thing. Lav Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe Rishon is lav the kedushin inu. She still owes the adon work. And what is he saying? That keep the work, even though hi, halvahi is somewhat of a halva, v'hi gufa mashkoni. And it's like she herself is a mashkon. She is not an independent right now. V'chi mishayir b'shava pruta, miyayit avikidushin. And as long as there's a shava pruta left, that would work. Hachanami lo shnasa here too. It shouldn't make a difference. And therefore, that's what he learns from the case of yud. Period. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Ketan mitzvahs yud. So how does yud actually work? What is done? So Omer la b'fnei shnayim, he says in front of two people. Interesting. Where do you need the edus? Where do you need the edus? So according to what, especially what the Stipler just said, where's the Maisa Kinyan? Where's the Maisa Kiddushin? Earlier, the Kinyan might be the Maisa Kiddushin. Now there's an Amira. So where do you need the edim? What does the Gemara say? You need the edim at the time of the Amira. Omer la b'fnei shnayim. Hari amu kudeshesli. Hari la b'fnei, Omer la b'fnei shnayim. Hari amu resesli. The Bach adds in a lashon here, which maybe the Rambam would not like. The Bach adds in here, Hare at miuedesli. That's the Bach, not just adding in a letter, that's adding in a phrase. Afilu b'sov sheish, afilu b'somach l'shkiyas achama. Even if it's at the end, right before the last moment, he could do yiud. V'noig b'minach ishus, v'noig b'minach shifcha. So you got to treat her like a wife, not treat her like a shifcha. What does that mean exactly? Treat her like a wife. The Shita Lano de Lami discusses it. There are certain responsibilities and treating her like a wife. That's what has to be done. The Chashuk Yechevet also discusses here about treating her like a what the nafkamina is. But again, what's clear from the Gemara, the Edim are required at the time of the Yi'ud and not at the original time of the Kinyan, which the Minchas Chinuch and others, the Gilyon Hashas, also discusses. That's a Chiddush. Because you might have said the original marriage is the marriage is the original moment, and this is just a t'nai. So you see from here that this is not just a t'nai. The later yud is an integral part of the marriage itself. Whether it's part of the maisa, whether it's a part of the das, whatever it is, it's integral. And that's why Edim now would be good enough. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Yishos Bayom Kdei Lassos Yom HaShem Reprutim Mekudeshes Vim Laveinim Mekudeshes, as we said earlier. You have to have enough time to work a Pruta's worth. Masho La Omer, Masho, we learn from one of these above Shitos the following. La Omer, Leishas Kachali Me Achshav Lachar Shloshem Yom. Man says to a woman, give me married to me, Me Achshav. After 30 days, Uba Acher V'kidshav Adosh Shloshem Yom, Shem Mekudeshes L'Rishon. You learn a case of Me Achshav. Meaning that even if she gets married to someone else in between, it doesn't work because she's already married to the first one. So, Mashal Laman. Who is that Mashal going on? The first opinion or the second opinion? Ilema Mashal Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Is it Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda who emphasized that you need a Shavuot Pruta left? That's not a parallel. Ha'imishos Bayom Kedei Lassos Yom HaShavuot Pruta Mekudeshes V'Lav Lo. He's emphasizing how it's going on presently. The Me'achshav is explaining why it should be retroactive. So the Mashal can't be going on his Shita. Amar Avacha Barei Derava. You're right, Mashal the Rabbanan. Just like the Rabbanan say, Yiyud is based on Moser Rishonos, so too, that is parallel to a marriage Me'achshav. Pshita. So that's pretty obvious. That is like a Me'achshav. The Gemara said, no, Ma'od Tema Halo Amar Le Me'achshav. You might have said, well, in the case of Yehud, the father didn't say Me'achshav when he was gave her over. So you might have said that even in a regular case of marriage, even if you don't say Me'achshav, it goes Me'achshav because it works like the case of Yehud. Kamash Vela, no, we don't go that far. In a regular case of marriage, only if you said Me'achshav does it work. Is that comparable to the case of Mechira and Yehud? Period. Tanya Yidach, and then we have the exact opposite. Brisa. Hamocher is bidav olav kitchal acher. Right, Mechira, and then there's a kedushin in the middle. Sichek ba'adon u'mukodeshes l'sheni. Divi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that if he does Mechira and then she goes marry somebody else, then she is mukodeshes to that second person. V'chachamim omrim? No. Imrot aliyad miyayid. No. Yehud comes before, because the Mechira happened earlier, and the Yehud goes backwards, Loma Freya, so she's Mekudeshes only to the master or to the master's son. And the Mashal, Omer Le'isha, and now the Braisa has the opposite Mashal, Omer Le'isha, Ariya Mekudeshes Le'lachar Shloshim Yom, without Me'achshav, Uba Acher V'kisha B'toch Shloshim Yom She Mekudeshes L'Sheni. Mekudeshes L'Sheni, because he didn't say Me'achshav, so the first one loses. So Mashal Aman, who is this Mashal? Which sheet is this modifying? Ilei Mal Rabbanon, Ha'damri Rabbanim Rasali Amiyai. No, the Rabbanim say it goes backwards, retroactive. So Ela Amar Avacha Brei Derava Mashal Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So this is comparing, the Mashal is compared to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says right now is the Iker. You have to have a Shavuot Pruta's worth left, and that's why Mekudeshes L'Sheni. Says the Gemara Pshita. Isn't that obvious then? It's exactly a Shita. So again, Ma'u Detema, Holo Amar Lo Lachar Shloshim Yom. No, maybe we would have said, in the case of Yehud, he didn't say La'achar Shloshim Yom specifically, but maybe if it's a case where he would say, in a regular marriage, where he would say La'achar Shloshim Yom, even though he didn't say Me'achshav, maybe it should work Me'achshav. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. Kamash Malan, even if you say Beferish, La'achar Lamed Yom, it doesn't work Me'achshav. It only works La'achar Lamed Yom. Okay, so that's just expanding on the two shitos of whether it's going retroactively, mostly we show us the kedushin it knew, or it's going on the avoda that's left. Tanya idach, one or more brisa for today. Hamocher is bito upasak amanash loli yaid niskayim atnai div Rabbi Meir. If somebody sells his daughter and he makes a tnai, no yiud, no yiud, it works niskayim atnai. V'chachamim omrim, no way. Imrot aliyad miyayid. Chachamim say, no, yud is done. Why? V'bnei shemasa ha-mashakasa ba-Torah. You made a t'nai against the rules of the Torah. V'chol masa ha-mashakasa ba-Torah, it's no batal. And if you try to make a t'nai about what it says in the Torah, what the maisa is kayam and the t'nai is batal. It's on this line that Tosfos and Ksubas Nun Vav says. What do you mean? But he only wants it to be al t'nai. So why don't you just say the maisa is also batal? You say the Maisa is Kayim and the Tanai is Batel? So that's what Tosfos says. No, the Tanai, all Tanai is a Chiddushu. And therefore, if you mess up in the Tanai, so we'll say the Tanai is Batel, but the Maisa is the Maisa. Either way, the Gemara says, Ule Rabbi Meir Tano Kayim. Rabbi Meir says you can make a Tanai on what it says in the Torah, Vatanya. Ha'omer Le'isha. Hare Amukudeshes Li'amanach She'in Locha Lai Sherksus Va'ona. Hare Zul Mukudeshes V'Tanai Batel Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you can't make a tnai to not have regular obligations of marriage. Reb Yehuda Omer B'Davar Shem Amam Utro Kayim. Reb Yehuda says you can in the financial world. Because Efshal Mechila, you're more in control of that. Question, but you see Rabbi Meir holds that you can't make a tzai against what it says in the Torah. Omar Chizkiya, Shaini, Hacha, Da'amar Kra, Le'ama. No, here it's different. It says Le'ama, Pa'amim, Shein Amokra, Ela, Le'ama, Bilvad. Rabbi Meir says the Torah itself tells you that sometimes you can go against the normal rules. La'ama, sometimes you can sell her just as an ama, but not as a... not for Yi'ud. The Rabban Nai La'ama Mayavdile. What would the Rabbanan use La'ama for? Haimi Boy Leilikidetanya. La'ama Milamed Shemochra Lipsulim. La'ama means he could even sell her to a puzzle, to a mamzer, to a nesin, who also she wouldn't be able to do Yi'ud with. Not if there's a possibility of Yi'ud, you have to allow Yi'ud. But he is able to be Mocher her, even if Yud is not possible halachically. I guess we'll stop there. So we'll stop there by Vahaludinu. Ben Hashem, we'll pick up with that tomorrow as we get into more issues of Eved Ivri and Yud as comes up on the coming daf. Okay, Parsha Shir is Ben Hashem tonight.